20 people have been killed and 26 others injured after a gunman opened fire in a crowded Walmart shopping complex in El Paso, Texas. That shooting took place when a man identified as a 21-year-old white man from Allen, Texas, near Dallas, allegedly went into the store with a semi-automatic rifle and started shooting. That store was packed with shoppers taking part in a back-to-school sale. Governor Greg Abbott expressed his sadness at the tragedy.
On a day that would have been a normal day for someone to leisurely go shopping, turned into one of the most deadly days in the history of Texas.
El Paso Mayor DeMargo praised first responders and saw to the fears of the community.
El Paso was too strong to be broken by a cowardly act like this one. I want to assure the El Paso community that we are safe. We are safe.
And President Trump said on Twitter that he had spoken to Governor Abbott and had pledged the total support of the federal government. El Paso, which has about 680,000 residents, is in West Texas and sits across the border from Juarez, Mexico. The United States and the Taliban have officially started their eighth round of negotiations in Doha, with both sides indicating this round may result in a deal to end the longest U.S. war in history. There seems to be some type of misunderstanding, however, about the content of the agreement by both the U.S. and Taliban. Taliban seem to view it as an agreement to withdraw foreign troops, particularly U.S. troops, from Afghanistan. In return, they promise to ensure Afghan soil is not used for terrorism against any other country. But the chief U.S. negotiator, Zalmay Khalilzad, views the deal differently. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says that he wants to see